Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you part one of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Today's episode was first aired on 4th June 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and the month of June has begun. And June always brings in a lot of freshness, new energy, new enthusiasm, because the mandir is full of new faces, new and eager faces, new and bright faces, new and exploring faces. Yes, the new academic year of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning has begun, and so you have the new recruits of the Sai White Army who now fill the sacred space in the Sai Kulwant Hall. And isn't it such a heartening feeling to see the mandir full with such beautiful souls who have been picked by Bhagwan to be near and dear to him and be a part of his mission in such a special way? When you come to think of it, Bhagwan has so beautifully made the mandir session such an integral part of the life of every student of the university, isn't it? In fact, the mandir forms such a vital part of the whole system of education here. And it is so interestingly and inextricably interwoven that the university and the mandir cannot exist without each other. No major celebration in Parthi is possible without the students being part of it. Forget any celebration, even the daily functioning, the Vedam and the bhajans is unthinkable if students are not involved. So the mandir cannot be what it is if students are not part of it. And at the same time, the university cannot be what it is, again, if the mandir is not involved. Because it is the mandir activities done on a daily basis which contribute to their education in its totality. Most of their extracurricular and co-curricular activities are done in the mandir. And Bhagwan has so amazingly given a receptive, devoted audience for everything that the students do. They are already performing before huge audiences in the presence of Bhagwan. And more important than the performances, what is significant is the education that happens as they participate in all these programs. The education of the spirit, which is the blossoming of the heart, and which happens when they engage in Gram Seva, even as they do their masters in physics or chemistry or business administration. This happens when they sing Christmas carols, even as they do their PhDs in chemistry or biology or physics. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning is what it is because here there is a balance of the head, heart and the hand. Because here students learn not only how to be prosperous in life but also how to be peaceful. Not only how to have a great career but also how to be a great carrier of goodness, of humility, of nobleness. Aristotle said, educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. And reflecting on the current world problems, Sir Albert Einstein once commented that we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. We need to go to a higher consciousness to solve the problems of the world. It cannot be created at the same level at which the problems were created. It cannot be solved at that level. Isn't this so true? Because when we operate through the mind, we only see problems. But when we operate through the heart, we only see opportunity. And Bhagwan says, what is needed today is not a new religion or a new culture or a new philosophy. What is needed today is only a pure heart. And that is what the Sri Satya Sai system of education does. And every year in June, you see a new chapter of this grand mission open. And this year being the 90th year of his advent, it indeed has been very special. In fact, you just heard the results of the higher secondary schools. The last session of Outside Inside Deep Inside, we had a discussion with the teachers of the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School who talked about the beautiful transformation that happens and the way Bhagwan has molded each student and the teacher. And this year, as I was mentioning, being the 90th year, it's been very special. In fact, right from the sports meet which happened in January, we have had very grand occasions, very special occasions, very unique occasions. On Aradhana Day this year, on April 24, 2015, for the first time, we had the rendition of the Sai Pancharatna Kritis. The Pancharatna Kritis, those who are not aware, are unique Karnataka classical compositions on Swami. Just like you have the immortal classics of Tyagaraja in South Indian Karnatak music, and just how these songs have been so instrumental in carrying Karnatak music to so many hearts and minds, not only all over India but all over the globe. In fact, you have a Tyagaraja Aradhana today in Cleveland, you have it in Mauritius, you have it in Nigeria. So that is what the Tyagaraja Pancharatna Kritis have done to disseminate the glory of Sri Rama. And now, by Bhagwan's grace, we have Sai Pancharatna Kritis with the sole intention of sharing the fragrance of Sai love musically and in the classical tradition to every corner of the globe. And that project too made a beautiful beginning in this year of his 90th birthday. And that happened on the morning of April 24, 2015. You can see the video of that on our website, radiosai.org. In fact, we already had two sessions of discussion on the Sai Pancharatna Kritis in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. We had Brother Balram Chandran and Brother Sai Prakash with us in the first two sessions. And today, we continue from where we left off. Yes, because there is so much to share about the making of the Pancharatna Kritis, the significance of the Pancharatna Kritis, the glory of the Pancharatna Kritis, and the dissemination that has to happen of the Pancharatna Kritis. And today we have, along with Sai Prakash, Radio Sai's Anirudh and Sister Vasumati from Chennai. Sister Vasumati was also part, very fortunate to be part of the team who offered the Kritis to Swami. She is the vice principal of a Sai school in Vandalur in Chennai. The students from that school also participated. In fact, their contribution to the Sai Pancharatna Kritis on the morning of April 24th was phenomenal. So we're going to have a beautiful session, a musical journey of the Sai Pancharatna Kritis today. So that is what is in store for you in this last session of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the heart of Prashantanalayam, from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome Sai Prakash, Anirudh and Sister Vasumati once again to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Sai Prakash, last time we just got started off and you were sharing about just first two lines of the first Kriti. And we just started actually, where we were exploring the beauty of just the lyrics.
Correct.
And it was already 9:30. So, let's move on.
Yeah, we were just going through the first two lines of the first Kriti. And that itself took away 5 minutes of our show. But I think each line in this Kriti deserves at least a minute or two. And as we discussed last time, the first Kriti is tuned in the Raga Gambhira Natai. And Anirudh very kindly explained to us how the Gambhira Natai is sung, basically a skeleton of the Aroharna and Avroharna of Gambhira Natai, But I have another question for Anirudh before we actually get started with the Kriti. Anirudh, I think you have learnt Carnatic music, right? For a few years?
Yeah, I learned for 3 years.
Okay, okay. I think there is a distinctive feature of the Pancharatna Kritis, the way it is composed and the structure. The structure in which the Sai Pancharatna Kriti is composed, I think it is in line with the Pancharatna Kritis of Tyagaraja. But what I wanted to ask is the structure of Pancharatna Kritis different from regular Kritis? Because I think Tyagaraja Swami has composed more than thousands of Kritis. Of course, the question is open to both of you.
Yeah, really the Pancharatna Kritis are unique five gems, you can say, in the Carnatic music. You have many Kritis where you have the Pallavi, mm-hmm. the two lines in the beginning,
okay.
then the Anupallavi, then the
mm-hmm.
Charanam.
Mm-hmm.
There are many Kritis where one more element called Chittaswaram,
okay.
or there may be even Varnams, where Chittaswaram is there.
Okay.
So that is like a set of swaras in between the, that is after the Pallavi,
okay.
it comes.
Okay, a short sequence of swaras, that is.
Yeah, it's a short sequence of swaras.
Okay.
It can be also sung in the first speed mm-hmm. and then later it comes again, we sing it as a second speed, like how we have in the Varnams.
Okay, okay.
So those are there in some Kritis.
This but Carnatic system of music is a very scientific approach to teaching and learning music. Apart from the fact that all the songs are devotional in nature and dedicated to some god or goddess, the structure, you know, first you learn the swaras, then janta swaras, then you go to Varnams, then you go to yeah. Kritis, and then possibly the last thing would be the Pancharatna Kritis. Am I right?
Yeah. Of course, it's a never-ending ocean, music. You go on learning.
That's right.
But once we master these Pancharatna Kritis, you have a different feel altogether, that like after learning many Kritis, you come to this Pancharatna
Correct.
Kriti.
And in the Sai world, it looks like we have started from the Sai Pancharatna Kriti.
Yeah. It's a huge start actually.
You know, the only thing that comes to my mind is Swami says, Mukam Karoti Vachalam. That is, he can make even the dumb person speak.
Yes.
So similarly here, to people who have not really gone deep into the Carnatic music itself, Swami is able to bring forth from them the Sai Pancharatna Kritis.
In fact, I'm just remembering Swami's rendition of many Kritis, mm-hmm. like Brocheva,
right, right.
Ramanannu Brovara.
Even the Pancharatna yes. Kritis, Swami has
Yeah, yeah. Entaro Mahanubhavulu is a very, very frequently asked by Swami, and I remember Ashwat was singing this in many occasions
Beautiful.
In front of Swami.
Yeah.
So Swami, of course, he gives importance to the Pancharatna Kritis.
Very true.
So nevertheless, fact, these Pancharatna Kritis also have the similar pattern, like you have the swaram first.
Mm-hmm. That is in the charanams part. Yeah. So basically, Pallavi is the main line, the first line.
Yeah, the first line.
And then there is an Anupallavi.
Yeah.
Now, after the Anupallavi, there are different charanams.
Yes.
It's like different paragraphs, sub-paragraphs.
Yeah.
And each charanam is preceded with a swara pattern.
Swara pattern.
And the same swara pattern is in the words.
Yeah.
I think this will help the listeners when they are yeah. listening these Kritis
the
again.
First we render the swara part of the charanam.
Okay.
It will be followed by the lyrics, that is the sahityam.
Mm-hmm.
Word to word it will be in par with the swaram. It will
oh,
be
okay.
it will be the same swaram. Mm. Instead of the swarams we are singing the lyrics,
lyrics.
The sahityam. So
I think as we go along, this will help the listeners to understand the structure of this Sai Pancharatna Kriti.
Yeah.
And maybe you can give a demonstration of it also, Anirudh.
Yeah, yeah, we are yeah. going to give a lot of demonstrations now as we go along.
Actually, we can hear the whole Kriti to get a full demonstration of like how
That's
the Pallavi
right. That's right.
structure is
That's right. yes.
there. And in the last, we have the Charanam where it will be the Sahityam.
Yes.
Where we go directly to the Sahityam, we sing the line, and then we come back to the Pallavi, the first line, and we end it. So this is the structure.
That's the structure, but I have a request for Bishu here. I think at some point in time, we should actually put up the notations on the website.
Yeah, we have the lyrics and the meaning.
We have the lyrics and the meaning already on the website, yeah. and
fact,
people can...
Many people asked me to share the notations. Can you share that day what you all sang in front of me?
Yeah, Swami? We will make it available, yeah. and I think we should,
yeah, we should
give it a lot of visibility, because people who are interested can
yes,
easily pick up
definitely.
And learn. By the way, dear listeners, there is one part of the whole program that's still pending, that is recording the final rendition of these Kritis, bringing out a CD and basically recording the tracks professionally.
Yeah.
We had the live performances in the Kulwant Hall, but we really intend to record it and bring out a CD with all the Sai Pancharatnas, which will help people
with the lyrics and
Lyrics and the meaning and notation,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah, maybe accompanied with a booklet.
With a booklet, yeah, or yes, with a PDF file which they, yes, can print out if they want.
Yes.
So we are thinking, yeah, on those lines, and we would really bring out now, going directly to the first Kriti, we discuss the first two lines, that is the Pallavi and Anupallavi. Did we go to the Anupallavi? Or we did only the Pallavi?
Pranamami Sahisha. We did only the Pallavi, yeah.
And then we discussed how that Sakala Bhuvana,
yeah, yes,
the way it is tuned, it really feels as if,
yes,
you know, you're including every tree and twig and animal in the world, on earth.
Yes.
And Srishti Stiti Karaka Sugunakara, even that, the way it's tuned, the pronunciation becomes so clear. As we mentioned last time, sir is a stickler for getting the pronunciation right. And I think what we can do is, we can just sing the first charanam to give them an idea of how the charanams unfold. You know,
yeah,
the Pallavi, Anupallavi, then you have the first charanam. So let us just have a demo of the first charanam, and then we can take it from there.
We have seven charanams in this first Kriti.
In the first Kriti, we have seven charanams. So let us just sing the first charanam.
Yeah.
And then let us see how it goes from there.
And the Sahityam part will be as follows.
Nidu vyavataramu kalilo prema itihasamu tava charanam mama charanam bhakti mukti pradayakam pranamami saisha.
That's a beautiful demonstration. In fact, the first song, as we discussed earlier, is glorifying Bhagwan's avatar, the purpose of his avatar, and how he chose the lineage he wanted to be, to incarnate in. And then it goes on from there to some of the early leelas that Swami performed.
Yes.
And Bala leelas, as we may want to call them. But before that, it's an adoration basically, and we are saying, Swami, please, your descent on earth has really purified the earth, and that's how the song goes. And when you go to the subsequent charanams, if you go to the third charanam, there is a beautiful mention of, you can just read the words, Surya Chandragni Trinetra Shobita Rupan Jita Bhakta Hridaya Pamara Jana Tapatraya Kshayakara Sutra Traya Bodhaka. So what the lyricist has brought out here is based on some of the incidents that were narrated by devotees from the past.
Yes.
And in the early days of the Patha Mandiram, Swami would suddenly call for a trip to the Chitravati, banks of Chitravati River. And we have heard Srimati Vijayamma,
yes,
describing those days, when she was a young girl in those days. And it's almost like the, you know, what picture comes to my mind is the person selling candy on the road. Say, candy, 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 hit the bell, and everybody runs towards him. So Swami would suddenly say, okay, come, we'll go now. And all the children and elders and everybody would come together, and Swami would. In fact, I asked her a very interesting question. I asked her, as it is today, you have the Patha Mandiram where it is, which is now the Peddavanka Paraju Kalyan Mandap. And the Chitravati road is way ahead. I mean, there's a long distance.
Yes.
If Swami really wanted to go to Chitravati, he could have just come out from the Patha Mandir and gone straight to the Chitravati. So I asked her, why is this road called Chitravati road?
Okay.
I know, that is Patha Mandiram, and he could, yeah, have just gone, yeah, from there.
Correct.
But she said, no, inevitably he would always come to this road.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So even in those days, even in the Patha Mandir days, although it was just a forest, and it was full of hillocks, there were no buildings at all, just fields and forests,
yes,
and hillocks, Swami would walk from there, and he would come all the way here, because this was close to the Kalpavriksham. Okay. So you see, that's the road in which you have the Kalpavriksham tree, and that comes in the, I think, the subsequent charanam here. But the third charanam in the song says Surya Chandragni.
Yeah.
So Surya is sun, Chandra is moon, Agni is the form of fire, Trinetra, third eye, Shobita Rupa Jita Bhakta Hridaya. You won over the hearts of devotees by showing them this vision, glorious vision. In fact, she describes it so beautifully. She says, we all were sitting with him and having some tiffin and small talk, and suddenly he says, look, where am I? And he's not there on the carpet. And then we look up and then he's standing right on top of the hill. In an instant. And then those were the days, I mean, just wish we could, we could have recorded those beautiful leelas. But he was there on top of the hill, and from there he said, now you see my form. And then they saw him as the sun, they saw him as the moon, they saw his third eye. Glorious visions. And then he showed them the vision of Dashavataras. So every charanam in this song is actually based on incidents that have been narrated by devotees from those times. And she mentions actually that certain darshans when they had, many of them fainted.
Yes.
Because they could not take the power.
Yes.
And then Swami comes back in their midst and then gives Vibhuti and puts Vibhuti on their foreheads with his thumb, which is a very characteristic style of Swami's. And she says, that's what brought us back. So this charanam describes how Swami showed them this vision. At the same time, the second line says, Pamara Jana Tapatraya Kshayakara Sutra Traya Bodhaka. So he says, you dispel the worry of the simple folk. After all, people were from the village and very simple people and very devout and pious people. By teaching them Sutra Traya Bodhaka. So what is Sutra Traya Bodhaka? She says the three pointers, three important aspects of a spiritual sadhana. That is Deva, Preeti, Papa, Bhiti and Sanghaniti. A love for God, fear of sin and morality in society.
Okay, so those Sutra Traya, those three sutras are actually not elaborated in the...
Exactly.
But just put in that idea.
Yeah, she said, you taught them Sutra Traya Bodhaka. Now, what are those Sutra Traya? Is actually these three. Deva Preeti, Papa Bhiti, Sanghaniti.
I mean, these two lines are enough for an exposition.
Exactly, I mean...
there is so much of Swami's message packed in that.
That's it. So then again the next charanam, fourth charanam also says, you showed yourself in the moon, the sun, and you showed them the Dashavatara Vaibhavam. You showed the darshan of the Dashavatars. Then, you know, this is almost like as if you are sitting on the banks of Chitravati and Swami is sitting with the devotees in a corner, and here is a journalist sitting in one corner of Chitravati and writing down what she is feeling. You know, because all these are more or less events that happened on Chitravati, on the banks of Chitravati. Then, you can just tell the words of the next Sangeeta Sarvajna.
Yeah, Sangeeta Sarvajna.
Naigama Paramya Bhashyata Vacholo Nipuna Neelila Mahimalu Vinodamulu Chitra Vichitramulu Divyamu Bhavyamu Navyamu
Rasaramyamu Neepadame Paramapadamu
Paramapadamu.
Wow.
See, so what she says here is, he would sit on the banks of Chitravati and he would ask people to sing. And he would sing. And he would listen to music. And he was the knower of all music. He is. And he would tell, and the beauty is, you know, this is something which I have wondered and which many of us have wondered all the time. How, if he wanted, he could have got the best of singers to sing the bhajans in the mandir. But he encouraged his children, his students to sing. And if we sing three lines in Shruti, we feel we are great singers. But he just tolerated, he lived with it. And
he really tolerated.
He is going one step beyond it. It is love. It is his love that prompts him to, you know, just encourage his children to sing. And that's what he did even here. See, Sangeeta Sarvajna Naigama. You are the expert. You know all the music. At the same time, Bhashyartha Vacho Nipuna. See, you know how to explain the scholarly exposition of shastras and scriptures. Yes. You did that on the banks of Chitravati.
Yes.
And then she says, Ni leela mahimalu vinodamu chitra vichitramulu. Your leelas are indeed very, very mysterious and beautiful. Divyamu, bhavyamu, navyamu, rasaramyamu. So these are all adjectives. Divyamu is divine. Bhavyamu is exhilarating. Navyamu is unique and new. Rasaramyamu and nectarous.
Just like Bhagwan used to say, no? Nitya Shuddha Buddha.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty of the Telugu language and Sanskrit. Actually,
yes.
the beauty
of Sanskrit and Telugu, yes.
The first Kriti has a lot of Sanskrit phases incorporated in it. So, many of them are Sanskrit phases.
Yes.
Ni padame parama padamu. So, he says, your feet is the ultimate goal for everybody. So, this is how the fifth charanam in the song goes. And maybe this is one charanam I would request you to sing, the sixth charanam. I hope by you singing the charanam, we get the essence of what is in it.
We go directly to Sahityam or the Swaram also?
You could sing the Swaram also, okay, because we will discuss on how beautifully it's composed as well.
Yes. Pranamami Saisha Kurina Falamulanilla Nosage Sinta Drumam Chelimi Kandra Muchata Dirche Kalpa Bojam Talachinantane Srishti Jerugutya Sankalpam Prema Rupa Sai Karatalame Kalpakam Pranamami Saisha.
Beautiful. And for those who have seen what it means, it's mostly describing this Leela of Bhagwan related to the Kalpavriksha tree. So he says, the tamarind tree was transformed into a wish-fulfilling tree. It gave everything your childhood friends desired. You possess the Satya Sankalpa, resolve of truth, that makes things happen the moment you will it. O embodiment of love, Sai, your palm itself is verily the wish-fulfilling tree. So here, I'd just like to bring to our listeners' notice that, yes, the wish-fulfilling tree, the concept itself is new. I mean, if you talk of the concept of leelas that the avatars showed, yes, Lord Krishna showed many leelas, but this concept is a new concept. Come to a tamarind tree and ask for what you want, and here the tamarind tree will give you. So, that is a beautiful leela of Bhagwan. And then she says that after all, your hand is the Kalpavriksha. Your palm, the palm of your hand is the Kalpavriksha, because I'm sure it's a common experience. I won't say, okay, not so common, but in those years, it was really beautiful because some of the interviews, Swami would play this game. He would say, what is in this hand?
Yes.
You know, Swami would show his hand and say, what is in this hand? Then we would look at each other and wonder, there's nothing in your hand, Swami. So somebody would say, Swami, there is nothing there. Swami says, no, there is everything in this hand.
Yes.
And countless materializations from Swami's palm, the sweet palm of Swami, the small palm of Swami, how he would bring out so many things, so many things, and that is also filled with love. I mean, one outstanding feature or observation, which I'm sure all of us have observed, is when Swami materializes something, the person who is most excited is him. Right?
Yes.
So when he brings vibhuti or when he brings a ring or he brings a chain, you should see the glow in his eyes, because it's just so, so beautiful, because he is going to thrill you. He's giving you something to make you happy.
Yes.
He is the one who is most happy about the whole thing.
Yes.
And that very beautifully is brought out here. So I just wanted to draw notice to this. Prema Rupa Sai Karatalame Kalpakam. So that idea that everything is from his divine hand is brought out very beautifully.
I think the tuning is also very apt for that particular line.
Exactly, exactly. The pattern, the tuning, the way it comes, and even the whole charanam, because this is a very beautiful leela, it's a mysterious leela, the way the swaras are jumping from low. Maybe you can just sing the swara pattern once.
See, the tuning is so beautiful. That back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, yeah. The way sir has tuned it, yeah. It's just inspired, divinely inspired.
It's Chitra movie, Chitra song.
Then we go to the last charanam in this Kriti, and here there are a few interesting concepts that madam has brought out in the lyrics. Of course, again, divinely inspired by Bhagwan. She says, Adi Antyamuleni Adbhuta Leela Vinodam. So there is no beginning and end to your Leela. Then it is like your leelas, your stories are like the gently dancing waves. So she here's a simile that's used. So she says, it's like the waves, their waves are endless. Yes. They are born, they grow, they fall, they grow. So there are endless stories of yours. And then he says, at one moment in time, for the devotees, you are divine.
Yes.
You are aloof. You know, you show them these awe-inspiring visions. And you are the great God. But at the next instant, you are right with them. Your love overwhelms them.
Yes.
You are one amongst them. You know, if you go and speak to any of the people who are there, they say, he was so much one amongst us. Now, today you sit and try to analyze with your logical mind, how did you feel one with a person who just showed you he is the Dashavatar? I mean, you just saw it.
Yes.
That was the Maya. Because in one instant he showed you he is the Dashavatar, he showed you all the 10 forms of God. Next instant he is with you. But that was his love. So his love just overpowered everything. And that vision was separate. Yeah, we saw vision. Our Swami, no, after all. In fact, there is a beautiful thing. This line, the way she has brought it out here, is so apt and real. Because when Mrs. Vijay Kumari, she was narrating this incident of the Trinetra Darshan, she said they saw this face, huge face of Swami filling the entire sky and huge sparks of fire coming out from the third eye. And all of them, many of them fainted and could not bear the power of this vision. But in their subconscious mind, the first thought that came to me, oh, I hope these flames don't harm Swami.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they are so used to our Swami, my Swami, you know, the Swami who is with me, standing next to me, asking me, did I have breakfast, lunch?
We don't want all those vision, you just be with us.
No, yeah. Now, I hope those flames don't harm Swami. That's the beauty of Maya. The God who is able to give you that vision, you think he can't protect himself? Or even in that sense,
it only shows how that infinite one, even though he's so grand, but he was able to have such an intimate relationship.
Exactly.
Bring himself down.
Exactly.
To such a level that, you know, you really felt one with him.
One with him. That's the beauty. In fact, that's what is celebrated in these two lines. Then she says that, yes, you are the all-powerful, but then with your love, you attract everybody.
Yes.
And you make everybody forget your divine nature. That you think,
yes,
it's after all our Swami.
I was speaking yesterday to brother A. Arun Kumar, you know, who did here his master's and PhD.
Okay.
And you know, for him also everything was new. You know, when he joined Bhagwan University, and he was saying that, especially in Kodaikanal, when you really spend so much time with Swami, you know, from dawn to dusk you are with Swami, and he used to say that, you know, we should really forget that, you know, he is that Lord. Because it will only time that realization used to come is when Swami used to go out for darshan. So that is the time you see how people, so many people waiting.
Correct.
And you know, for that glimpse. Yes. And you know, there are occasions when someone would just see the, oh, I have seen Swami's hair, I have seen Swami's hair. And that itself is for them to go into ecstasy. Here, Swami was there all the time spending, and he was saying, but Swami was constant looking at the clock. He would say, for him, going for darshan was such a big thing. Like it was always like, oh, I have to go for darshan, I have to go for darshan, I have to go for darshan.
Mm.
And he was saying the same Swami on the journey to Kodaikanal, he'll come into the bus and you know, and he was telling you have pictures of how Swami was wearing those sunglasses and all.
Correct.
So you really forgot that he was anything extraordinary because you know, he
That's
just
right.
made you feel.
His
wonderful.
Love was most overpowering.
So overpowering.
But then the last line gives the next twist in this Kriti because she says, the last line of the Charanam, she says, to have recognized your divinity even when you were young is indeed a great good fortune of the devotees of yore.
Absolutely.
There were a few. Yes, children would get mesmerized and awestruck and they'd feel kinship with Bhagwan. But there were few devotees, the great ones, who knew in spite of his proximity, in spite of accessibility to Bhagwan, in the core of their heart, and in the back of their minds, they always knew whom they are playing with, whom they are living with.
Hmm.
So, to have recognized your divinity, even at your young age,
yes.
those are really the blessed devotees.
Alanati bhaktula bhagyame bhagyam.
Bhagyame bhagyam.
That is what is bhagyam.
That is the bhagyam of devotees. So, maybe we can end the discussion on this Kriti Beautiful. With the rendition of the last charanam, if possible, please.
Even the beginning phrase of the charanam is very beautiful.
Yes.
Sa sa sa. It goes from the low sa to the high sa.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyric is Adi Antyam.
Uh-huh.
It's the beginning
oh.
end.
Wow.
So, Adi Antyam Leni.
Wow.
So, we'll get started with this swaram.
Sa 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 ganini sa maga pasani pamani pamagama gama pasa sa gamani samagama sagani sagama pani pamagama pa ma pani pama sani pani pama ni sani sagama pani sani pama pasani sani pani sani saga samaga sa pamaga sa ni sagama samaga ni saga gama pamaga saga ni saga sani pani Sani pamani pamaga sagama pani samaga sani pani sa samadhi sagama sani pamaga sagama pranamami saisha.
Very challenging.
Yeah, I noticed it's quite a long charanam.
Yeah.
And possibly we could bring to the notice of our listeners that the structure of the Kriti is that the length of the charanams keep increasing.
Yeah. As we move on to the seventh.
As you go from charanam to charanam,
yeah.
the length keeps increasing and it
complexity
gets tougher.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah, complexity. So, and it gives a grand finale feel.
It
to
gives
the,
a grand yes, finale to this Kriti. So you please, you can sing the words because they're
yeah.
equally powerful.
Adi Antyamuleni Adbhuta Leela Vinodam Sai prema kadale karatalalasyam Bhaktaliki okakshanamuna divyanubhutula paravashyam Marukshanamuna satya prema karshana manava sahajanaijam Pasitanam bunane paramatmaga neregina alanati bhaktula bhagyame bhagyam pranamami saisha.
I remember we are practicing this again and again and again.
Okay.
To get it right, you know.
Yeah.
Alanati bhaktula bhagyame bhagyam.
These phrases and especially nisa nisa. Suddenly it goes from
higher
octave to the lower octave, you know. It's a little tough to,
yeah,
we
yeah.
need practice to sing mm. that nisa nisa.
Mm.
We need to take that nisa down nisa,
yes.
exact that nisa note.
Mm.
Starting from. So it
In fact, here also that we know them landing on ma. I mean, this is another concept that we have to introduce to our listeners. For those who are well versed with Carnatic music, they are, of course, they know this, but this concept of swaraksharam. The
yeah.
concept of swaraksharam, I think we see it more profound in the second Kriti.
Yeah, that will be the moving point for the second Kriti.
Second Kriti, I think.
with a new feature.
new feature added on. Yes, there are a few swaraksharams even in the first song. But the second Kriti really abounds in them.
Yeah.
And what is a swaraksharam? Actually, there are words which come with the swaras. Like for example, sa, da, pa, ma, ni. So words which are formed with these swaras incorporated into the word structure, the swaras also follow the same swarasthanam. Or I would say, if you say sada, sada bhavayami, sada means always.
Yeah.
But sa and the follow the same swaraksha, the place of the note as sa and the.
Yeah.
So that is called a swaraksham. I hope I was clear. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If you sing it, I think.
Yeah. If you sing it, that makes it clear. In fact, as you rightly said, that's a moving point to the second kriti. Because while the first kriti gives us an idea of Swami's lineage and how Swami did the early leelas and mahimas and then attracted the simple devotees, and his message was for all. I mean, we had the simple devotees, we had people from the city, we had intellectuals, we had sadhu. In fact, there is this beautiful, the second charanam itself says, sadhu mauni jana prarthana falitam. Because of the prayer of the sadhus, you really came down to earth. So, his incarnation caters to all people from all walks of life. Now, moving on to the second kriti. Broadly speaking, we thought that the second kriti should embody all the divine aspects of Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic idea was that his divine attributes, yes, he was human, he was in the human form, we experienced the kinship, but now this kriti has been so beautifully composed, I am almost tempted to say it lists down the 16 kalas of the avatar.
Oh. Okay.
It's almost like that, because each charanam in this kriti especially is so potent, so powerful, and so full of meaning, because these are all extraordinary qualities of Swami. These are all extraordinary qualities, and the raga chosen for this is Maya Mala Gola Raga. In fact, thinking of it, it is the first raga that is taught to beginners. Am I right?
Yeah.
When somebody takes to Carnatic music, this is the first raga that is taught, and I don't know what prompted him to choose this raga for such a, I would say, glorious theme of the divine aspects of Bhagwan. But when you actually hear it, you'll realize that it's the perfect raga. And as I mentioned last week, I asked sir, how did you choose these ragas? He said, the ragas have chosen the kritis. I have not chosen the ragas. Yes. Very beautiful. So I would pass on the podium to the singers. What I would request you is to sing the Pallavi and Anupallavi. And then maybe we could just discuss a little bit on that.
Yeah. Sure. And we can tell about the Swaraksharam which we were mentioning before.
Yes, that's exactly what we'll do.
For the benefit of listeners, let me just tell the notes of Maya Mala Gola.
Yes, yeah, that would be good.
It has all the seven notes. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. Beautiful raga. In fact, you have many vajans also in this raga, like
right.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
Is it a morning raga by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds very morningish.
Yeah. Yeah. Sari. It's very meditative also.
Yes.
Definitely, when you hear this kriti, actually, when you listen to this kriti, you'll definitely close your eyes and be in that meditative mood of listening to the kriti, where beautiful sahityam, and that, as he rightly mentioned, the raga chosen is so perfect, so apt for the lyrics, and it is one of my best or favorite, very, very favorite kriti, this Sada Bhavayami.
Wow.
So we'll render the first line, that is Pallavi.
Sada Bhavayami, Sada Bhavayami, Shri Satya Sai Paripurnavataram, Sada Bhavayami, Shri Satya Sai
paripurnavataram sada bhavayami Shri Satya Sai paripurnavataram sada bhavayami Shri Satya Sai paripurnavataram sada bhavayami
You just heard part one of our program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. This episode was first aired on 4th June 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. We hope you enjoyed it. Your feedback is very important to us. Please email your thoughts to listener@radiosai.org. You can catch the next part of this right here, same time, same place next week. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.